Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Adrian, did you guys hear Sylvester Stallone introducing President Donald J. Trump? I think they were at some event at Mar-a-Lago. Saw the full video from C-SPAN shared by the Trump War Room on X. Yeah, that sounds like some good Freedom Friday audio for you that we'll have coming up. But first, I got a message from Jake Penwell in Billings. You know, we just had the great news. For those of you that missed it on our Montana Talks website, this is huge. A new hockey arena is going to be built in Billings, Montana, thanks to coal. Signal Peak Energy donating $6 million to help build a new hockey arena in Billings. And Jake Penwell just sent me a message. He said, does Ken in Great Falls like to play hockey? Very good question. Very good question. Could you just imagine Ken in Great Falls if he was playing hockey on the new ice sheets that were built by a coal mine south of Roundup? Hey, Ken, tell us about the game. Tell us about the ice. What special thank you would you like to give to the coal miners at Signal Peak Energy?
I don't feel good. I got to go change.
And then he just skates off to the locker room. 406-294-0970, the number for you. If you got something you want to talk about, you want to jump in on the conversation here. One of the cabinet announcements that President Trump made yesterday, I think while Rocky Balboa was in the House, is Doug Burgum, the North Dakota governor, to be the Secretary of Interior. Here you go.
We have a big announcement, and I won't tell you the name of his the exact name. I think he's an incredible person. He's got an unbelievably wonderful wife named Catherine. So I won't tell you his name. Might be something like Burgum. He's from North Dakota. He's going to be announced tomorrow for a very big position. So everybody's waiting. There he is. Hi, Doug. He's going to be announced tomorrow. And we have somebody else that's probably coming up with him to be announced, who's a big one. And we're going to do things with energy and with land, interior, that is going to be incredible. And so I look forward to doing the formal announcement. Although this is a pretty big announcement right now, actually, he's going to head the Department of Interior, and he's going to be fantastic. Good, Doug.
Well, what the heck? Why
congratulations,
not just,
Catherine.
What the heck? Why not just make the announcement
make the
right now?
Full announcement tomorrow.
Right? Yeah, full announcement later today. All right. Thank you, Mr. President, President-elect. Travis made a good point here, by the way. How can an ice rink be coming if coal is dead? I thought coal was dead. You know, the liberal media and the left keeps telling us that coal is dead. If coal is dead, how is coal given $6 million to build a hockey arena in Billings, Montana? By the way, Tuesday's election last week, huge news for Montana coal. I can tell you, our friends in coal country are very excited about the incoming administration and what that means for Montana coal.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. You've heard it before, but when it comes to control of the House of Representatives, it's about the math. House Speaker Mike Johnson is mindful of President-elect Trump swiping too many House members for his administration. It started with Mr. Trump drafting House Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik to serve as United Nations Ambassador, and then Republican Florida Congressman Michael Waltz to be the National Security Advisor. The problem is that Republicans will have a narrow majority in the new Congress, kind of like the slim majority they have now. And the closer the Republican majority inches to 218, well, that spells danger for House Republicans. Johnson said the incoming president, quote, fully understands and appreciates the math here, and it's just a numbers game. Johnson says what concerns him is if someone, quote, gets ill or has a car accident or a late flight on their plane and it affects the vote on the House floor. The speaker also says he's spoken to Mr. Trump and that he, quote, appreciates the quandary Republicans are in with their narrow majority. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With more cloud cover building in across the region today, snow shower chances building to Bozeman later midday afternoon. High temperatures will stay up around 40 in Bozeman to 48 in the Billings area. For tonight, light snow in Bozeman, an inch or two expected. Rain showers mixing with snow at times in Billings with little or no accumulation expected. Lows from the mid-20s to low 30s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, I first heard that this might be in the works weeks ago. A brand new hockey arena for Billings, Montana. And here's the deal. It's not coming from your taxpayer dollars like they wanted to do before. Montana Coal is helping to pay for a new hockey arena in Billings, Montana. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks just posted that big news on our Montana Talks website right now. Plus, stay tuned Friday. We may have some guests join us on the show to talk about it.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, for those of you that are excited to hear about ice, maybe you're also excited to hear about snow. The National Weather Service office in Glasgow, up on the High Line, just shared this about 4 hours ago. A winter weather advisory is in effect for southwest Phillips County tonight and Saturday morning for up to 6 inches of snow in the higher elevations of the Little Rockies. Heck, there's people that are probably listening right now through our Billings station in southwest Phillips County. KBUL pushes north of the Fred Robinson Bridge across the Missouri River. Elsewhere in northeast Montana, rain this evening changes to snow late tonight and continues until Saturday afternoon with up to 2 inches of snow. So I know a lot of folks are happy to hear about some moisture that's coming. Let's see. Oh, we did confirm it, by the way, Travis. I did just hear back from Brian Massard. Brian Massard has got Reminisce Angus in Dillon, Montana. You know, we've talked with him a number of times over the past year. And if you guys remember, Brian Massard has been meeting. He's had personal meetings with, and he's been texting back and forth a lot with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., you know, who was a longtime Democrat, then was going to run as an independent for president, and then, of course, he came out and endorsed Donald J. Trump, and now he will serve in President Trump's cabinet. President Trump announcing that he will tap Kennedy to be the secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services, and he's talking about making America healthy again. Yesterday, we talked with Dr. Dale Williams from Billings Last Diet about, hey, how can we make America healthy again? Because that's exactly what he's doing at Billings Last Diet. Well, one of the key things that RFK Jr. has been talking about, in fact, I heard Fox and Friends earlier this morning. One of the anchors was talking about how RFK Jr. wants to move away from seed oils and back into promoting beef fat. Because beef fat is actually good for you. It's actually a part of being healthy. Is the fat that's in the beef is actually good for you. It's actually healthy for you. Now, of course, obviously you don't want too much fat in your diet, but this is healthy for you. It's something Brian Massard has been stressing as he's promoting his Reminisce Angus products. And that's why he's been working very closely with RFK Jr. So I think that is going to be very interesting news. And so anyway, Brian Massard, he's going to join us at the top of the 9 o'clock hour later today when we take you statewide on 20 plus signals, talking about exactly what an RFK Jr. cabinet position means for beef country here in Montana and all across America. That's going to be very interesting. So make sure you're tuning in here in a couple of hours when we kick off that conversation. But yeah, the swamp is freaking out. The swamp is absolutely freaking out. If you missed, we had an incredible phone call from Bruce in Butte about a half an hour ago. Oh, the shredders are, you know, they're shredding documents. They're calling Hillary Clinton to break out the bleach bit. They are just scurrying. The cockroaches are scurrying all over Washington. with the news that the sheriff, Donald J. Trump, is coming back to town, and he is really going to shake things up. Listen to the liberal media meltdown. Jesse Waters had this montage last night.
The choice of Tulsi Gabbard as DNI is not in the best interest of the American people. It's not in the best interest of our national security. This is so extraordinarily dangerous.
Being a serviceman, it does not make you qualified to lead the Department of Defense and to have access to our nuclear weapons. I'm very disturbed by this. This guy is clearly a sycophant for Donald Trump.
The Attorney General sees the most sensitive intelligence in the government. He's threatening to blow up the department and has accused it of being corrupt. And there's a real fear inside the Justice Department that he or people like him would order investigations where there was no predicate, where there was no crime.
So the CIA and Wall Street are going to be putting up a big fight over Trump's cabinet. Big. The country voted for change, and they're going to try to stop it. It's not just about eliminating their power, profiteering, and corruption. It's about exposing what they've done. Like the Department of Justice, who spied on Trump, raided his house, arrested him, and covered up for the Bidens. They're acting like the Gates nomination could break them. The headline in Politico, you thought the DOJ staffers were in a full-blown freakout before? What the F is happening? OMG. I'm struggling to find words. Why are they surprised that Trump wants a reckoning at DOJ? The department that covered up Epstein, Diddy, and both Trump assassination attempts. Who did you think Trump was going to put in charge there? Tulsi, Hegseth, Gates, Kennedy, Washington's worst nightmare. Sources inside the Pentagon say the mood's dark, feels like a morgue, and they're worried about a shakeup. Every single person that was elevated and appointed by Milley will be gone.
Yeah, there you go. More good news. More good news. By the way, did any of you just completely burst out laughing, practically spit your cup of coffee all across your windshield if you're driving to work right now when you heard the guy say, oh, if Matt Gaetz is going to launch investigations for unnecessary stuff, are you kidding me? Look at everything we saw that was used against Donald J. Trump when he was president. Look at the absurd investigations that were launched in the last few years here by the Department of Injustice, going after parents critical of outrageous school board decisions, spying on Catholic churchgoers, going after peaceful pro-life protesters, raiding the underwear drawer of Melania Trump. And here we go, another case of projection, but you want to claim that they're going to be the ones that are going to launch unnecessary investigations?
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
As the media outrage over Matt Gaetz as Attorney General continues to grow, RFK Jr. has been named Secretary of Health and Human Services under a deal with President-elect Trump. He offered the same deal to Kamala Harris. Now, even leaving aside the sexting scandal that cost Olivia Nuzzi her job at New York Magazine, RFK has many unorthodox ideas, and some of them are frankly crackpot ideas, such as taking fluoride out of water systems, a 60-year-old innovation that has greatly improved public health. He also believes that Wi-Fi can cause cancer. He also believes that vaccines can cause autism. And he wants to eliminate or greatly change a units of the FDA, of the NIH. I didn't think he would be given this much power, maybe a White House job, but now he's got the big one. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With more cloud cover building in across the region today, snow shower chances build into Bozeman later midday afternoon. High temperatures will stay up around 40 in Bozeman to 48 in the Billings area. For tonight, light snow in Bozeman, an inch or two expected. Rain showers mixing with snow at times in Billings with little or no accumulation expected. Lows from the mid-20s to low 30s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Look at that, Montana. See, this is why we can have nice things. They cut taxes in the 21 session. They cut taxes in the 23 session. And now Montana Governor Greg Gianforte proposing to do just that again.
cut your taxes. Why? Well, the last time they cut your taxes, not only did you get to keep more of your money, but revenue collections still soared after the fact. We covered that on Thursday's Montana Talks. We'll take your calls and more Friday.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag. With Lane Nordland.
The American Farm Bureau Federation has kicked the Illinois Farm Bureau out of the Federation effective December 20th over a dispute over member dues. The Illinois organization responded by challenging the move in court. A letter from American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval to State Farm Bureau President said the action comes after a failed mediation this week. The move is in retaliation for a decision by the Illinois Farm Bureau's affiliate, Country Financial Insurance, to drop a Farm Bureau membership eligibility requirement for non-farm insurance policy holders in Illinois. Illinois Farm Bureau has 400,000 members, but only 78,000 of those members are actually farm voting members. Illinois Farm Bureau will discuss the matter during their annual convention in Chicago next month.
Hi, I'm agricultural meteorologist Brian Bledsoe with a few reminders. The December 2nd deadline for 2025 pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance is almost here. Don't miss out. Join me and Sylvius Insurance at the Montana Stock Growers Convention in Billings on December 5th, where I'll share a 2025 weather outlook during the opening general session. While you're there, visit the Sylvius booth to explore risk management tools for your operation. Connect with the Sylvius team and enroll in PRF by December 2nd at rainins.com.
Over 3,000 head, mostly slaughter cattle, sold at the public auction yards in Billings this week, priced anywhere from $84 to $131 a hundredweight. I'm Lane Nordland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So I just went and checked some more local news headlines here, and it's like, oh, for Pete's sake. I mean, I just keep shaking my head here. It's like, come on. Get to the real story here. It was like, for those of you that missed it, in the 6 o'clock hour of this show, I opened up. Did you guys hear about this news story in Belgrade? Belgrade man arrested for shooting at the cops in Belgrade. Yeah, Belgrade man was arrested. The Belgrade man is named Heriberto Ruelas Yarayas. That's the Belgrade man who is now being charged with attempted deliberate homicide after shooting at the cops in Belgrade. That's the Belgrade man that the media is telling you about. What they don't tell you is that the Belgrade man, Heriberto Ruelas Yarayas, is on an ICE hold in the Gallatin County Jail, which tells you what? He's here on some sort of immigration status, most likely on an illegal immigration status. But see, they don't want to tell you that. They don't want to tell you that. Yeah, I looked at the NBC Montana story. No mention of the fact that he is in jail on an ICE hold. KBZK, no mention that this guy was on an ICE hold. Maybe they've updated the story now. Let me hit refresh because, you know, if you're a journalist wanting to do actual journalism, maybe you missed the story the first time around. But now that it's been made public that this guy's on an ICE hold, you could then add that to your story. No mention. Just refreshed. Nothing there. There was another headline that just kind of, it's like, really? Really? That's your headline? And I know this sounds nitpicky, but we saw how atrocious these journalists were when covering the United States Senate race here. We saw how biased they were when covering for liberal Senator John Tester. Maybe it's on the sports bit. Why is there no story in the Billings Gazette front page? Seriously, am I looking at, yeah, November 15th. There is nothing on the front page here. Okay, let me see if I can. I'm looking at their e-edition here because you never see the actual front pages of newspapers hardly anymore unless it's the Yellowstone County News or some, you know, the BS buzz up in Glasgow where they, you know, you can actually see it. They print it. But anyway, I'll keep flipping through here. But this was the headline that KTVQ Television put together. Billings to build state-of-the-art ice arena in Amen Park Recreation Campus. They want you to think that the city of Billings is making this happen. No, Billings is not building the ice arena, the hockey arena. Montana Coal, particularly Signal Peak Energy and the Bull Mountain Coal Mine, is building the hockey rink. $6 million donation. That's the real story here. Tim in Billings on the phone lines. I know you called in about something else, but man, tell me how excited you are about this hockey arena being built.
Well, I've got somebody sitting right next to me, and she could tell you how excited she is about having a hockey rink, but she's shy, and she is ecstatic that she's going to get to stay in a brand new arena in Billings, Montana, before her hockey playing days in Billings are over. So she's excited. We're excited. You know, I know you and I had had private conversations when that bond measure had gone out. And you know what? As much as I wanted all those great things, it's not the right time. It's not the right way to go about it. I wasn't exactly on board with that. So, you know, that's not a real popular sentiment amongst a lot of people, but you know, we have to be fiscally responsible first. And the way that we're going about this now, the way that we've had very generous donors step up, and people, there's a lot of people working really hard on this for a long time, and you know, they're doing a great job, and they all deserve a lot of credit. And I just sit back and watch the rewards. You know, I just get to sit back and watch the fruit of their labors, because you know, I can't help in any way other than root them on and give them support morally, and they're doing a great job.
Yeah, so your daughter plays hockey. Really, so your daughter plays hockey. Yep. She's real excited about this news about the hockey, about Montana Coal, Signal Peak Energy, $6 million to build this, you know, hockey arena / indoor multiple-use facility. Well, and Tim, you know, our listeners wouldn't have known this, but you and I, we talked about this off air. I said, Tim, don't tell anybody about this, but you know, I've got to wait to break this news. I wanted to break this news before the election because I think Montana voters needed to know how important Montana coal is. You want nice things, you got to support your natural resource industry. So you can confirm that I'm not just making this up. I wanted to break this story before the election, but I also wanted to protect my sources, and I didn't want to, you know, tank the project either, because this is so great for the community.
Absolutely. The Monday before the election, Aaron and I talked between segments, and he was chomping at the bit and wanted to let people know, hey, your votes matter. When you vote for people who are going to have policies that support these kind of businesses, that support your neighbors and where they work, that's
front page news. I went and looked at the Billings Gazette e-edition. Now, they've got a big story by Amy Nile about the city manager's pay raise being put on hold. Okay, is that good local journalism reporting type stuff there? How is the fact that the coal mine north of Billings donating $6 million to build a hockey arena not front page news? All right. Tim in Billings, what did you actually call in about this morning before I distracted you with this very exciting hockey news?
Well, Aaron, the RFK pick, I think, is phenomenal, because I know they're saying, oh, he's got all these wild ideas. Guess who else had wild ideas? Those guys that founded our country had wild ideas. They questioned authority. They questioned the status quo. Maybe RFK is right about everything, and people aren't even allowed to look into it. Maybe he's wrong, but we should be able to question it. I loved when Brian Lesage used to talk about him, you know, talking about the beef, fat stuff, because it's absolutely true. There's a documentary that you can watch on YouTube called Fat Fiction, and it's very, very informative about how our policies have been forced to eliminate animal fat from our diet, but how they're so necessary. And I just think that, it's a great move, and I say, let's make beef for dinner again.
Let's make beef for dinner again. I like that.
That's right. There used to be that slogan, beef is what's for dinner. It's like, let's make beef for dinner again.
Yeah, I like it. Well, Tim, thanks for calling in. I don't know if that's the phone pot on my board here that's giving that static. Are you guys hearing that static over the airwaves there, or is it just in my headset? Yeah, I'm still hearing that there. We just had the engineer check out the phone pot yesterday to see why we're getting that little static in the background. So, but yeah, Tim, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you, and tell your daughter congrats. I know she's excited about the big hockey news as well. Let's see, what do we got coming up here in just this is a great Freedom Friday segment coming up right after this. We've got retired NYPD Lieutenant Commander Joe Cardinale. Is it Cardinale? I forget how you pronounce his last name in particular. We'll check. He's going to join us once again on Montana Talks coming up here in just a few minutes. So, Freedom Friday, we like to talk about pro-military, pro-veteran stuff. We like to, obviously it's freedom conversation, so we talk public policy, politics, and more. But we always like to also keep an eye out for stories about our first responders, law enforcement, veterans, and military. So I thought this was a great conversation to have here on Freedom Friday. You guys remember Seattle? Seattle is just, man, they destroyed that city. What a beautiful city. And the left-wing politicians have just, destroyed that city. Why don't they make Seattle great again one of these days? Well, after the defund the police movement, they had the Summer of Love where they walled off entire portions of the city where nobody could even get in there because you had armed leftists keeping people out. Now Seattle is offering a big hiring bonus for people to join the police department. We'll talk about that and more right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we've been talking about making America great again, making America healthy again. And oh, by the way, if you missed it earlier, yes, Brian Massard with Reminisce Angus will join us later on in the 9 o'clock hour to talk about his conversations with RFK Jr. But yeah, talking about making America healthy again. What about making law enforcement great again? We've got great law enforcement officers, especially here in Montana, many of whom came here because they fled these lawless leftist cities that put a target on their backs instead of the criminals' backs. This is a crazy story. Seattle now is, well, this is a smart move here, it sounds like. They're trying to make up for the mess they created. The Seattle City Council has voted to increase hiring bonuses for experienced police officers to $50,000 and to now make the incentive program permanent. We've got retired NYPD Lieutenant Commander Joe Cardinale back with us here on Montana Talks. Commander, great to have you on the show. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Yeah. So what's your read on this story? Are they still just in a heck of a lot of hot water following the mess they created back during the Summer of Love?
They're trying to put the horse back in the stable, but they don't realize the horse is already way out on the prairie. While I applaud their attempt to do this, it's just like buying your way out of a bad situation. Yeah, you might attract somebody, but is it their true calling? Do they really want to be a police officer, or are they just taking the job for the money part of it, the monetary factor? So, it's one way to say, well, we really want to bolster things up again, but unless you start to, change the whole frame of mind of people in policing in this country, you're not going to have many people taking the job serious.
Commander Cardinale, I apologize. I got to interrupt you. It sounds like we're having a technical difficulty here. Getting a bunch of static. You must be hearing that static as well.
Yeah, I do. I hear it.
All right, I'll tell you what. What I'm going to try to do, I'm going to, you know, Semper Gumby. You probably use that phrase a time or two during your time in law enforcement. Let me just test this out here for a second. Commander Cardinale, if you don't mind, I'm going to call you right back. I'm going to try to call you from, like, my Microsoft Teams account here. If you can stand by, because I just want to try this out to make sure I can make it work for our listeners here. Semper Gumby, always flexible. Travis is going to get a hold of our engineer to see what's going on there, because the phone calls are the best part of this show. Let's see. Here we go. I'm going to give him a try here, see if this works. We're doing it live. Like Bill Riley said, you know, we're doing it live right here. Let's see. I'm punching in his phone number as we speak. See if I can do this right here. Did I get all the numbers in there? Okay, I think I need one more number. There we go. Okay, let me give that a shot here. We'll see if this works. If not, hey, we've got plenty of things to talk about. Don't you worry in the meantime. And we've got a great engineer who is usually very responsive and maybe right in here. Let me see if this thing is ringing, if this thing is ringing out or not. Okay, Commander, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Very clear now, so that's great.
Okay, yeah, for some reason you're coming in kind of garbled on me, so I apologize. Yeah, I really apologize, because you freed up some time in your schedule to join us here on the show, and now we're having some technical difficulties. Really apologize about that. Commander Cardinale, we'll have to get you on the show here another time, unfortunately. Yeah, thanks for your service, and thanks for being willing to join us here this morning on the show. All right. We've taken some other callers this morning, though, that seemed to be – that came through crystal clear. In fact, I'm trying to think. If I look back at our little chat here with Travis, Tim in Billings was on line one. That one came in kind of staticky. Steve in Ballantyne called in on line two. That one sounded great. Bruce in Butte was on line three. That one sounded – maybe it's just line one that's giving us the problem here. So I'll tell you what I will do. I will – I don't know. Anyway, what the heck. We'll figure it out. If you guys want, give us a ring, 406-294-0970, and we'll see if the other phone lines might be working for us. Maybe we can roll it over to another phone line. Maybe it's just line one that's giving us some problems. All right, let's see. Rocky – I opened up the 7 o'clock hour. Adrian, did you guys see Sylvester Stallone introducing President Trump? I think they were at Mar-a-Lago. And there he was, Sylvester Stallone, Rocky Balboa. Adrian, introducing President Donald Trump. Here is what Sylvester Stallone had to say about Donald J. Trump.
We are in the presence of a really mythical character. I love mythology. And this individual does not exist on this planet. Nobody in the world could have pulled off what he pulled off. So I'm in awe. And I'll just say this, and I mean it. When George Washington defended his country, he had no idea that he was going to change the world. Because without him, you can imagine what the world would look like. Guess what? We got the second George Washington. Congratulations! But...
and then Donald Trump coming back up on the stage there. So there we go. All right, let's see. If you want, give us a try on our phone lines. Travis has locked off line one. Hopefully that's the one maybe giving us problems. So if you call in, it should roll you over to another line, 406-294-0970. Lots of stuff to talk about here, though. In fact, Senator Steve Daines was on KGVO radio in Missoula with our friend Peter Christian at our sister station in Missoula. And thanks to Peter, he shared that audio with us. I was thinking about, you know, playing a portion of that interview coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. So that'll be a nice way to fill if we need to We need to work on our phone lines a little bit more here, tinker with our phone lines before we get into the 9 o'clock hour as well, because some of our guests need to be on the phone. And of course, the best part of the show is when we get your phone calls from all across Montana. There was a story that I shared earlier this morning. It was a great write-up. It was at the dailywire.com, and it was a big write-up talking about how suburban white women came out in support for Donald J. Trump in the 2024 elections. And if I remember right, the story also referenced how suburban white women also came out for the Republicans in 2022. But yet the Democrats kept telling us that, oh, no, suburban white women only care about abortion. Oh, you mean they don't care about illegal aliens threatening their communities? Oh, you mean they didn't care about the high price of groceries and gas because of these policies out of Washington, D.C.? Oh, you mean suburban white women don't care that their daughters might lose opportunities because of men and women's sports? Oh, you mean suburban white women don't want men in their bathrooms? Apparently, James Carville, the Democrat strategist, James Carville, is sounding the alarm not on the Democrats' messaging problem with women, but on their messaging problem with men.
And you got Carville summarizing it this way about Democrats in the male vote. Okay. Watch here.
Would you look at our male vote? Would somebody just take a look at how we did with males and how we did with non-white males and tell me that the Democrats don't have a messaging problem, that their message comes across as too feminine?
Oh. I don't know if you can thread that needle, but give it a shot.
I mean, in some ways I'm so frustrated with the question because we're making it seem like we need some big academic paper of how to reach voters where they are. I mean, it's just simple. Go speak to people. 60 Minutes just now started going to diners and barbershops to listen to voters. I mean, this is just idiotic political analysis. If more of the people that are in the newsroom would get out and start talking with people, then they would understand where they are. I thought it was so just gaslighting when the exit polling came out and it said that 70% of the people in the country don't like the direction of the country. I'm like, this poll has been coming out for months now. You guys just weren't listening. And then you had a terrible candidate. Just say it. Just say it. I mean, you had Sonny Hostin on The View. It's like, well, it wasn't supposed to be a gotcha question. I'm like, this is a preschool question. Did you do anything differently?
Oh, yeah, that was another thing being featured by the DailyWire.com earlier this morning. Sonny Hostin, the one of the women on The View, she was saying how she gave this softball question to Kamala Harris during their interview about, how would you be different from Joe Biden? And Kamala said, well, I wouldn't be different, basically the same. And Sonny Hostin was saying, it wasn't a gotcha question. I thought she would actually try to answer the question, and she didn't. A couple of great messages just came in on the Montana Talks app. I'll get to those right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Fox News commentary.
Donald Trump is going to hit the ground running with an all-star team. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Including the pre-Super Bowl era, what NFL franchise has won the most NFL championships?
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
Good guess. I always say the Packers.
How'd you do exactly? Things get tougher, so hang on.
Make sure you take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz.
If you thought Trump administration 1.0 was effective, wait until 2.0 gets to work in January. The man they told us was a sexist and racist picked the first female chief of staff in history, Susie Wiles, and the first Hispanic Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. When Trump picks women or people of color to serve in his administration, it's not to check a box or appease the DEI mob. It's because the person is the most qualified and earned it. This administration will get it done, and they will carry out the mandate of the American people. Let me also say, with Joe and Kamala's roster of folks, it's really wild to me that internet trolls have the gall to criticize the qualifications of Trump appointees. You've got to be kidding me. I don't think y'all want to start this game. So just sit back and let Trump and his team get to work. The greatness is coming, and with this A team taking shape, boy, is it coming fast. Make America great again. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Fox on set.
Are you ready to let artificial intelligence turn your lights on or off? What if it managed air traffic control? The Biden administration now has guidelines for using AI in managing power grids and water systems, and yes, even air travel. They come from the Department of Homeland Security through their Artificial Intelligence Safety and Security Board. The framework recommends that AI developers evaluate their creations for dangerous capabilities, assure that users can maintain privacy, and that AI adopt human-centric values. And these rules extend to the cloud computing infrastructure that powers artificial intelligence, ensuring that all hardware vendors are properly vetted for security risks. When asked about how enduring these rules are or if the rules could be changed with a new administration, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says President-elect Trump will have to...
Go check it out now. Just click over to crystalflesh.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, a couple of messages that came in earlier in the hour. Logan in Roundup, you know, we played the liberal media montage where they're like, oh, Matt Gaetz is going to do criminal investigations on stuff where there was no crime. Logan in Roundup says, it's funny how the demo rats don't want the things they've done to other people to happen to them. Totally hypocritical. Three fingers pointed right back at them. And then Jeff and Victor, this one's hilarious. Jeff and Victor, I think, was referring to the fact that, you know, Montana coal money, the Signal Peak Energy, the coal mine near Roundup, you know, they're given $6 million to build a hockey rink, an indoor skating facility in Billings. Jeff and Victor says this, maybe all the liberals should shave their heads, swear off sex, and swear off ice skating for the next 4 years. Yeah. No ice skating for you if you don't support Montana coal. Here is the legislative update from the Montana Family Foundation.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlofsky.
Years ago, former House Majority Leader Paul Slider famously said, when the legislature adjourns at the end of a legislative session, the life goes out of the Capitol. And it's true. Montana's legislature meets for 90 days every 2 years, and when they're not in session, the Capitol essentially goes into mothballs. This week, we're happy to report that life began to return to the Capitol as members of the Montana House and Senate met in winter caucus to choose leadership and begin preparations for the start of the 2025 legislative session. For some of the incoming freshmen, it was their first time ever stepping in what many consider to be the most beautiful building in the state. The first order of business was to elect leadership, which includes the House Speaker and Senate President, along with majority leaders, pro tems, minority leaders, and whips for each body. Since Republicans control both bodies, they get to elect the Speaker and President, along with the Speaker and President pro tem, and both majority leaders. Democrats get to elect minority leaders, and both parties elect several whips. For the 2025 session, the House Speaker will be Representative Brandon Lehr from Eastern Montana, and the Senate President will be Senator Matt Regeer from the Flathead. If his name is familiar, it's because he served as Speaker of the House in the 2023 legislative session. It's very unusual for a legislator to switch houses and grab the top slot immediately, but term limits have produced some interesting dynamics. The two majority leaders are both experienced legislators and, in fact, both served in that same role in opposite houses earlier in their careers. Former House Majority Leader Tom McGilvery of Billings won the Senate majority position, and Representative Steve Fitzpatrick from Helena became the House Majority Leader after serving as Senate Majority Leader just last session. Senator Ken Bogner retained his role as Senate President pro tem, and Representative Katie Zolnikoff was elected Speaker pro tem in the House. On the minority side, Senate Democrats re-elected Senator Pat Flowers as their minority leader, and House Democrats chose Representative Katie Sullivan to lead their caucus. With leadership in place, the next order of business is to bring the legislative chambers out of mothballs so that everything is in place for the start of the legislative session on Monday, January 6th. Bringing the legislative chambers back online is not as easy as it sounds. Since the legislature meets every 2 years, they retain very few staff in the interim. That means the House Speaker and Senate President have to hire everyone from leadership staff to committee secretaries to rostrum personnel and security staff. Everyone then needs to be trained on procedure, decorum, and technology. In addition to hiring staff, the facilities themselves need to be updated. The House and Senate chamber vote tally boards need to be reprogrammed with the names of current legislators, and name tags and ID badges need to be ordered. Then comes the all-important committee assignments. Committee chairmen must be chosen, then the chairmen haggle back and forth to get their top picks out of the incoming freshmen. In the middle of all of this, legislators are submitting bill draft requests, and the staff of the Legislative Services Division is beginning to draft the first of what may eventually be over 2,000 individual bills.
The President's Corner.
President Biden and China's President Xi Jinping will meet face-to-face this weekend in Peru, the third in-person meeting between the two leaders in 4 years.
The president has demonstrated that the U.S. and the PRC can manage our differences and prevent competition from veering into conflict or confrontation.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says keeping that status quo is a long-term objective.
The competition with the People's Republic of China is going to be defining for what the world looks like over the course of the next 10, 20, and 30 years. And so that has got to be a paramount priority for the incoming administration.
Sullivan says President Biden will tell Xi the U.S. and China must maintain stability, clarity, and predictability through the presidential transition and beyond by keeping open military-to-military communication channels. President-elect Trump campaigned on a hardline stand with China with threats to increase tariffs. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.